Well, good morning, beloved. Ah, this is a wonderful morning that the Lord has given us together. Today we're going to start reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is known as the love chapter. And when we left off yesterday morning, we left off with Paul saying, with all of these gifts that the Holy Spirit has to share with God's people, there is a better way. There is something that's even more important than that, and that is what we're going to be looking at this morning. So, in today's reading, the Apostle Paul describes how love is to be shown towards others. And while there are things we may not fully understand, when we act in love, we grow in knowledge of our God. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13 at verse 1. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but it is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are only temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and of inspired messages are only partial. But when that which is perfect comes, then that which is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. Now that I'm an adult, I have no more use for such childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial, but then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. And a key verse for us this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, where Paul writes, love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fails. You know, beloved, the word that we're reading in today is the Greek word agape, which refers to a selfless love. There's another word in the Bible that is translated love, and that is phileo, where we get Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. But usually that kind of love comes with a price. There's an expectation on that. But God shows his love to us in a totally unselfish manner. He wants what is only best for us. And how much better our families would be, how much better our friendships would be, how much better our relationships at work would be, and think of it, how much better our churches would be if we chose to respond to our loved ones, the ones that we're working with, living with, growing with love. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, your love never fails. Teach me to love with patience and kindness and to love without jealousy or conceit. Thank you for your steadfast and eternal love. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 25, where the Apostle Paul writes about speaking in strange tongues. Until then, however, may God richly bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God bless. We'll see you next time.